You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Monday, June 21st, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. Yes, Dave Biddle is still sunning himself at some tropical location, so I am filling in for another week. You'll have to bear with us. But I think today will be quite strong. After an incredible recruiting weekend, there is only one man you want to have on the show, and that is the Dean of Ohio State Recruiting, Bill Kerlick. Bill, nothing going on in Columbus.
Nope. Sun's rising. I think it is a little cloudy out there and not much to do this morning in Columbus. And of course, we just been a whirlwind 3 weeks now with visits and camps, and we still got a week to go, and it's going to be interesting.
Let's start at the top. I'm not sure there's ever been a visit more anticipated and more discussed than JT Tuimalo. That's not his fault. It's largely because the pandemic has pushed back his visits. He's going to take all five. You know that. He was at Ohio State this weekend. He did a tremendous post-visit interview with our West Coast guy, Brandon Huffman. And I'll just say this now. If you're not following Brandon Huffman and JT Tuimalo's recruitment, you're not doing it right. Bill, please pass along what we've learned from the team and from Brandon after JT's enormous visit.
Well, no doubt it was an outstanding visit. I mean, Ohio State did everything they possibly could. And, you know, coming out of that visit, the vibe is good. It's positive. And again, you see the things that JT said to Brandon, and, you know, how can you not be optimistic? Virtually impossible not to be. And then, as I mentioned, and I talked to a source that had dinner with JT at Ohio State, and they felt pretty good about, you know, where Ohio State is with him right now. There are still two visits to go, and somebody that has said all along and taken it this far is going to take it the rest of the way at this point. So you have to see what happens. If you look back at his other interviews after official visits, they were positive. I would not necessarily say they were as glowing as after this visit, but they were positive too. And I think after these last two visits, he and his family are going to sit down and talk about things and figure out what is the best school. And the family is somewhat private. You know, they don't like all the fanfare that goes with the recruiting process. And that's part of the reason that basically JT is only talking to one person, Brandon Huffman. So, you feel great about where Ohio State stands right now, but you still have a couple weeks to go.
Ohio State did a great job, and his effusive praise of guys like Larry Johnson let you know that they'll be in it to the end. The last visit is to Alabama, where it is JT will leave here or has left and will go straight to Oregon for that visit. But listen, if you were the best football player in the country, it would likely come down to, and you were a defensive lineman, it makes sense that it would come down to Ohio State and Alabama. You'd want to take official visits to both. Definitely feel positive about it. Chris Holtman even got some word in there on that JT, who was an awesome basketball player, can come and box out some dudes when the season is over. We will play the waiting game from here. Rest assured, Ohio State held up their end of the bargain, and the carpet was scarlet red. Let's talk about another guy who generated some seriously positive momentum coming out of the weekend. Not too much of a surprise, but when a weekend ends with you and Tom Loy throwing a crystal ball for a guy being recruited heavily by Ohio State and Notre Dame, he may already be enrolled. That is Dallin Hayden, running back out of Tennessee, a legacy. His dad, Aaron Hayden, was a fantastic running back for the Vols and in the NFL. You threw your crystal ball, Bill. Tell us why.
Well, just what I was really told was going on Saturday with him on the official visit. You know, I've done a feature, if I had to predict right now, and multiple times I've said that if I had to predict right now for Dallin, I would predict Ohio State. And what I was told during the official visit on Saturday put me over the top to make that pick for Ohio State. And then, as you mentioned, the other school had been in the mix very heavily, Notre Dame. Tom Loy, the next day on Sunday, also put in a pick for Ohio State. Dallin, at one point, a lot of people thought he was going to go to Tennessee, but, several things happened there, including that, you know, Dallin wants to play running back, and originally Tennessee did not recruit him as a running back so much, more so as a defensive back, and it's always been Dallin's thing to play running back, and he's a very good one. Tennessee, even though he's a legacy there, Ohio State has just done a great job of recruiting Dallin Hayden.
When we first got rolling on here, there was a bunch of names, but I had it down to a four of Hayden, Nick Singleton, Omarion Hampton, and Gavin Sawchuk in terms of the four running backs that we're going after. I'm getting the vibe Singleton will take Penn State on. Omarion Hampton, I saw some crystal balls flow towards North Carolina. Gavin Sawchuk, not super sure, but it's fair to say you think Hayden will be the only one of the four to be in the mix.
Yeah, I think that the others will very likely be headed elsewhere. Singleton, early on, I thought it was going to be Penn State, Ohio State, or Notre Dame. And, that Ohio State is not really hasn't been really a factor in that for a while. Hampton, I've kind of said that North Carolina was going to be the school unless Ohio State really pushed for him. And then I thought it would get interesting. And with Hayden, that's where their push has been. And that's where I think it's going to end, so to speak. So North Carolina, I think, will likely be the spot for Hampton. Sawchuk, that's pretty – that one's a harder one to read right now. But again, obviously I think Dallin Hayden is going to be the guy.
Georgia wide receiver Kojo Antwi was here this weekend. It's a battle between we know there's a three-team battle going on for Kojo. Maybe not the schools you'd always expect. I did find it interesting that on Thursday's BM5, Steve Wiltfong told me Kojo Antwi's visit might affect Landon Sampson's offer. What's our vibe on Kojo? Who's in the mix? And do you think it's time to offer Landon Sampson?
Kojo is a guy that Ohio State has stayed on as a top of the board wide receiver guy in this class. He is a super talented kid. His visit went very well yesterday. I know I've talked to him briefly, and I know he was very impressed with Brian Hartline, and who could ever bet against Brian Hartline's track record? I felt like going into the visit, Georgia maybe had a slight lead. Texas A&M had dropped a little, but I know talking to sources familiar with his Texas A&M recruitment, the feeling is A&M is still in the running. And then I felt like Ohio State, really had a little bit of ground to make up. And I think they did make that up this weekend. So I do think right now those are the three schools, Georgia, Texas A&M, and Ohio State. But as somebody told me last night, while he's got the USC visit scheduled for this coming weekend, an interesting thing to watch will be what if Alabama all of a sudden decides to really make a push at the end here? What happens then? I don't know that that's going to happen or not. We will see. But right now, I think it is a pretty close battle between Georgia, Texas A&M, and Ohio State for Kojo. With Sampson, again, I think that's going to kind of depend on what happens with Antwi's. If they get Antwi, that gives them four wide receivers in this class. And, I think that would make it a lot tougher for Sampson to potentially be in this class. But, we'll see.
With more, we'll take a quick break. Be right back with more recruiting information.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, we are back. We know he's committed to Ohio State, but we just like to offer some kudos up, Bill. CJ Hicks has been a tremendous recruit. He's kept Twitter in business as well with his positive vibrations. He was there this weekend. He does look like a fantastic prospect.
He is a great player, a great prospect, a heck of a young man, and as you referred to, a great recruiter. In fact, I don't know if you happen to see the article or the story I did on CJ after his official visit yesterday. He said Ryan Day thanked him for the active part he has done in trying to help build this 2022 recruiting class. He's really good at it. You know, High State has had other guys in the past. Legend Cavazos, tremendous, is a tremendous recruiter for Ohio State. And CJ has kind of taken the mantle as far as that goes for the class of 2022. And when he gets to Ohio State, he is going to be, as long as he stays healthy, in my opinion, he's going to be a great player.
CJ Hicks, another fine Gem City resident, making the world a better place. Let's finish with this, Bill. The long, twisting, confusing, exhilarating recruitment of transfer Pelay Gatoté, the one-time apple of Ohio State's eye during his recruitment out of Bishop Gorman in Las Vegas. He chose USC. He hit the transfer portal, and we've been following the mutual courtship, I'd say, between Ohio State and Gatoté. And then, lo and behold, Ohio State student directory has a student in there now named Pelay Gatoté. What does this mean? You were the one following this best. What do you think this means going forward?
Well, EA, as he goes by, he's been a guy that Ohio State has been interested in for some time, and there's been strong mutual interest in that on many occasions. You know, I have said I really have felt for quite some time that EA wants to be a Buckeye. It makes sense. You know, they don't have linebacker experience. They've got talent, but experience is something they don't have, and experience is something that he does have. You know, he has been at USC for multiple years, and he's played when he's healthy, he has played. So he's got the experience. As you mentioned, his name popped up in the directory. Kind of bizarre, really. I don't know that can recall that happening in my 30 plus years of doing this, that all of a sudden the guy's name pops up like that. And you know, it's just kind of bizarre that you know, got out or went public like it did. I still think, as I've said, I've said on more than one occasion, he's one of the guys. He and Dallin Hayden and Caleb Brown were guys that I was at some point in recent weeks, months, close to crystal balling to Ohio State. So I do think still that it is likely that he will be a Buckeye. But until we know for sure, you know, I just don't go with – I've never liked the word lock or any of that kind of stuff. I just wait to see definitively what happens. You know, my vibe right now is that he's going to end up at Ohio State. but it's not official at this point, and that's what we need to wait on.
We will certainly keep an eye on that. We don't know if there's another shoe to drop to set that up. Who knows? But that's what's going to make it an exciting Monday, an exciting week. The recruiting goes on, and you know who will be there, the dean. We appreciate him stopping by. A good one, Bucknutters.
Know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.